This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhirajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Mr. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Earlier, speaking at the ET World Leaders Forum, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. The Election Commission yesterday revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on the 5th of October instead of the 1st October. The poll body in a statement said that representations were received from national political parties, a state political party and the All India Bishnoi Mahasabha regarding the mass movement of people from the Bishnoi community of Haryana to Rajasthan to participate in the centuries-old Asoj Amavasya festival celebration. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on 8th October instead of the 4th of October. In Bihar, Senior IS Officer Amrit Lal Meena was yesterday appointed the new Chief Secretary of the State. Mr. Meena, a 1989 batch Bihar cadre IS officer, was recently repatriated to his original cadre. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, former Party Chief Rahul Gandhi and his sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra are among the 40 star campaigners whose names were announced yesterday for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir, scheduled on September 18th. The list issued by Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal also includes his own name besides some prominent party leaders like Jairam Ramesh, Ambika Soni, Ajay Makan, Salman Khurshid and Kanhaiya Kumar, among others. The names of Himachal Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, former Punjab CM Charanjit Singh Channi, ex-Rajasthan Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot also feature in the list. Election to the 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will be held in three phases on September 18th, September 25 and October 1. The ballots will be counted on October 8th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for collective efforts to address the challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss and the depletion of natural resources. The Vice President was addressing scientists, faculty members and students of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research in an Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, Uttarakhand yesterday. He asserted that clean energy is not just another option but the only option. Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav has said that 10 new Ayush institutes will be opened in the next 5 years. He also emphasized that the ministry is committed to fulfilling Prime Minister's effort to bring Ayurveda to every household. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy rainfall and squally weather over Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka coasts today. As the cyclonic storm Asna moved westwards over northeast and northwest, Arabian Sea will maintain its intensity till today morning. Indian shooter Rubina Francis bagged the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final yesterday. The 25-year-old shooter from Madhya Pradesh scored a total of 211.1 to finish third in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.